gasoline and stuff, mm-hmm. and I send expense statements into them in Atlanta. I'm the only person out this far west doing this work. Now, they may send somebody else out here later, I think.
Sometime they want me to do those things over the phone. They'll try to get some Well, it's not all, these interviews are not always right.
Yeah.
I mean, the answers are not always right.
Yeah.
I don't know what they gain by it.
Do you ever get those calls where they say, may I speak to someone in your household who's between the ages of 18 and 64?
It covers a lot of territory.
Yeah, that's me. Mm-hmm. And then they ask you what kind of toothpaste you use or something. Those are real strange. What I don't like is when they try and sell you land. They want to sell you a lakeside lot out at Timbuktu, you know.
Well, a lot of times they'll send you a card, you know, and maybe you'll answer it. Are you about insurance policy? And you'll answer it or something, or fill it out and mail it in, and then they'll come around to your apartment. Well, some of these women just have a fit there. That insurance man won't come around. I said, well, you invited him when you fill that card out.
Yeah, that's true. I don't do that because I don't want these people bugging me. You know, since school has been out, in my apartments, almost everybody in the apartments is a student. And so most of them, of course, are gone right now. They're either gone for the break and they'll be back when summer school starts, or they've just gone at the end of the semester and the new people coming in won't be here.
Mm-hmm.
And there have been two or three or four robberies in the last week.
Oh, goodness.
Because of, you know, they know that there's not much anybody there. And so they go around, they scope out which apartments still have occupants, and they break in.
So, well, you better be sure to keep your doors locked.
Oh, I do.
I kind of watch mine even here. I used to not be frightened at all, but I've got a stairway right here beside me, and sometimes they can slip up those stairways. See, if you come through the lobby, well, it's different, but...
Probably somebody's not going to carry your stereo out through the through the lobby.
We had the police came around and numbered all of our
I know. They write a little
TV and they've got a little number on the back of it. So if it's stolen, and if you can't identify a thing that's stolen, you've just lost it.
Yeah.
So if you've got a number though that the police have put on there, well, they'll know right away.
Yeah, that's right. That's a good thing.
Who it belongs to.
You know, my parents had a bunch of camera equipment and stuff stolen one time, and the police finally found it, but it had been sold at a hawk shop, and somebody had bought it, you know, and so Daddy went to try and get it back, and the guy wouldn't give it back to him.
Mm-hmm.
But that was 25 years ago.
I just wonder what kind of law they would have back, because most of those hawk shops are stolen goods.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Let's see. You might say you went to the grocery store and you didn't take your car, so you'd have to pick up your groceries and what?
Carry them.
Okay. You might tell a child, that stove is very hot, so don't
touch it.
Okay. I've got my dog trained now to say, I can say, hot. And boy, he pulls back. He used to jump to see whatever it was we had in our hands, you know. And we had some hot coffee one time, and he spilled it on us and on him.
Oh.
And everybody got burned, and we said, hot, hot. And he's remembering.
He knows what hot is.
He does. let's see, if you want some fruit or something, and you send someone for it, you might say, go, what, the fruit?